1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
Ben and Vince.
Look who it is.
What? It's me?
Yeah, and me. Ben and Vince.
On a show.
Yeah.
Well.
That's who it is.
Yeah, back again for another show.
Yeah, no fucking way.
Yeah,
dude, fuck the shit out of those. No, never mind. The point is, you know, we're back in another show, and, you know, we're recording, you know, all up and down the street.
Okay. Yeah, so, right. So, what's up, Vince?
Oh, well, you know how it is these days. I bet you wish you lived in, you know, the immediate Boston area.
Why would I wish that?
Because they're giving out free burritos at Chipotle.
Oh, man.
That's... Just imagine, a free burrito and soda for each time you go through the line.
Why, how can they afford that?
Because they haven't opened yet.
When do they open?
The day after the free burritos.
Ah, and when is that?
Thursday, March 12th.
Is that the free burrito day or is that the opening day?
No, that's the free burrito day. Burrito's 100% off.
Wow, that's a pretty hefty discount.
There's going to be like thousands of people there.
Thousands?
Yeah, well, that's how many people said they're going on Facebook.
Facebook.
The yeah. Line's going to be so long, you have no idea how long. I mean, long. The line is going to be, or has already been.
Do you think people are lining up already? I mean, yeah, right. I got it. yeah, so I mean you should camp out or have camped out.
Yeah, I don't know. I got shit to do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I mean, you know, yeah, do what you gotta do, you know, take care of the business, etc.
Sure. But yeah, I mean it's gonna be a long time before there's any kind of free burrito Chipotle action going on in Ithaca.
Well, that's why I'm gonna stand in line.
What?
That's why I'm gonna stand in line.
What does that have to do with that?
What?
What?
Huh?
You're gonna stand in line. What does that have to do with what I said?
Because it's a rare opportunity.
Oh. Okay. But I'm just saying. There's not a Chipotle near here.
Sucks to you.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Right. So, in other news, how about that election that's going on?
Well, I don't think there's any election going on right now.
Well, primaries.
Well, you know, John McCain, he already won.
That's true. I somehow randomly saw the front page of USA Today today, and they had an article.
Are you sure it was today and not some other day in the past?
It could be. I have trouble with that. Anyway, distinguishing fantasy from reality isn't my strong suit. But anyway, they had an article about Bush giving McCain his endorsement, right? Or like his support, right?
Oh, and he did that?
What?
I said he did that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then so they have a picture of them like shaking hands or something. And then below that they have a picture of like Bush look like in this really weird pose. Like he's like leaning forward or something. I don't know. And the caption was, while he was waiting for McCain to show up or something like that, he did a little, Bush did a little, you know, he jokingly did a little tap dance. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, what?
What does that have to, am I missing something here?
I don't know. If you look on YouTube, he likes to do a lot of dances.
Oh, I haven't.
Especially, like, in Africa and stuff.
Okay. That's pretty weird, though.
I don't know. Maybe he thought John McCain does a lot of tap dancing.
He doesn't think that.
Dude, you're not inside his head. You don't know.
I'm right. But I'm going to assume.
You can't do that.
I just do.
I won't allow it.
Yeah. Right. I won't allow
it. Like, what is it called? What was his name? Obama, Clinton.
Yeah.
I mean,
my mom was telling me how, Clinton's been like criticizing Obama and all this like really, you know, like petty stuff just because like she needs to criticize him about something, right? And so, so he's doing some press conference and he's answering questions or whatever, and then he's like walking off the podium and then like this woman reporter, like, she's like she's really angry for some, you know, for some reason she's like. You know, she's accusing him of all this stuff that, you know, Hillary's been saying about him, you know, and she's like, what do you say to that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, you know, come on, I already answered, like, 8 questions already. Like, he literally said that. And then his aide came on and was like, you know, he has to go. I was like, you know, you can't say stuff like that.
Okay, so here's the thing. She's all saying all this stuff like, oh, you know, Barack Obama, he sucks so much.
Yeah.
You know, shame on you, Barack Obama. And then she turns around and she essentially says, you know, Barack Obama should be my running mate when I run for president.
Yeah, right.
Like, what does that say about you?
Okay, I'm pretty sure, I mean, that's how primaries work, you know, you all insult each other and then afterwards you pick one to be your friend, you know.
Yeah, but if he sucks so much, you should just pick someone else.
Who would be calling me at a time like this? If it's somebody I don't want to talk to, I'm not going to answer. Yeah, it's somebody I don't want to talk to.
Who is it?
Your worst nightmare.
Mark Trail?
Yeah. He called me
Why
up.
Why wouldn't you want to talk to him? Put him on.
I already rejected the call. It's too late.
Oh, you asshole.
Why would he be calling me right now anyway?
Probably to tell you that you're free to go.
My name is not Johnny Malott, okay?
I'm pretty sure it's Malotti.
That's not how you pronounce that.
If you wanted to be, if his last name was Malott, he would just go by John.
But, okay.
You know, it's rhyming for a reason.
Right. When, I thought it had neither rhyme nor reason.
No, you're wrong.
Yeah. Right. I really don't want to spend any time with Johnny Malotti, though. I mean, he freaks me out.
He's got like 20,000 kids.
I liked what Uncle Lumpy said. He was like, you know, now I can go home and have 9 more kids or something like that or whatever.
Yeah, those nine kids we've always dreamed of.
Right. Yeah. He's not that funny, though, actually. Uncle Lumpy.
Well, he's sufficiently funny.
Yeah.
I mean, you could probably do a better job, but that's you.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you know, why don't you fill out an application or something?
I don't think that exists.
Well, make it exist. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Yeah. Only you can prevent forest fires. So I crept out of my window every night with a bucket full of water. thank you for laughing at that. Like in that way. Anyway, I was gonna say something about I got a flyer, or I guess it was like a postcard shaped thing in the mail for, you know, you've been selected to apply to the National Scholars Honor Society or something like that. And I went on the website, and of course it was like this really crappy looking website. And the application was like very short. So I was like, it seems like they're, you know, and they have a thing for like scholarships and stuff. So I was like,
yeah,
I might as well do it. So, but before
Yeah.
I sent it in, I like Googled it just to be sure, and they were like, this is like the biggest scam ever.
Oh,
So,
really?
I mean, it's not like they're gonna steal your, it's not like identity theft or something, but like, they just like try to sell you their book, and you know,
Wow.
it's like a membership fee, and you don't
Wait, did
get
it come
anything.
on like a little like calligraphy looking card?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, I think I got that.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, we'll be right back after this awesome commercial break.
All right.
Genius. Hi, I'm Michael Bay, director of Hollywood hits such as Transformers, and I demand things to be awesome. Awesome pussycat. Awesome barbecue. Awesome pool. That's why I'm getting Verizon Fios. With the awesomeness upload and download speeds. Isn't that right, awesome Verizon guy?
Yes, sir. Blows cable away.
Introducing upload speeds up to 25 times faster than cable.
And you know what the word for that is? Awesome? Bingo.
This is fiber optic straight to your door. This is Fios. This is big.
Feel the funk blast!
We're back.
Thanks.
I said it before you. We didn't say it at the same
We
time.
said it at the exact same time.
You are such a liar. I said back, and then you said back.
No, it was exactly the same time.
Okay, but I said it, and then after I said it, I heard you say it.
No, I said it at the exact same time as you.
Is there like a satellite delay or something?
I don't think there's a satellite delay. I mean, you know, I really don't know what would cause something like that. We're sitting right next to each other.
Right.
Right.
So, maybe you're like speaking into a satellite.
I don't think I'm
You
speaking into a satellite.
you could be.
But I'm not.
You're very funny. The satellite is really varying in terms of how far away it is.
Well, it's not a geostatic orbit. I don't.
Geosynchronous?
Well, what am I, a computer? I don't know these words.
Why would a computer know them?
Computers know everything.
Don't think that's true.
It's true enough.
Right. Yeah. So, you been seeing any movies or anything?
No, I want to see Vantage Point. No.
Wait, hang on a sec. Say that again?
I want to see Vantage Point.
Okay, I'm glad we got that on tape. So next time you're like, "Why don't you like good movies?" I can just point to this
First of all, I haven't seen it yet, so I can't say whether it's good or not. Okay.
I think you can say.
No, it looks good. What are you talking about?
Everyone I know who's seen it said it was terrible.
But I haven't seen it, so how do I know?
But, so you want to see it even though it's probably going to turn out to be terrible?
No, it got like 3.5 stars on Google.
That is a gross exaggeration.
No, it's literally true.
It's literally true.
Yeah.
It's not, even if it's true, it's not true. I mean, that thing is not 3.5 stars.
I bet it is. Let's go see it.
Let's go see it?
Yeah. Right after this.
I'm not paying money for this. You want to pay for me, maybe.
I think I'm paying like $20 for this.
Okay, then I'm not gonna see it.
Or something. I mean, I don't condone any, you know, but okay. Let's watch it.
You watch it.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, but come on, you know it sucks. It sucks. It looks so dumb.
Oh, it looks good.
What?
There's
no,
all these different vantage points. That's why it's called Vantage Point.
Oh, I thought it was called that because, you know, it didn't have any vantage points and they were trying to be ironic or something.
Is this the commercial that we saw in the movie theater and you thought they were going to say something?
No, I didn't think it. Stan thought it.
But is this the one?
Yeah, because it was like, you know, truth, lies, and then like good, evil. And then it goes 8 people, and Stan's like 0 people. And I'm like, 8 people is not the opposite of 0 people. I'll tell you what the opposite of 8 people is. Not 8 people.
No, that's not how things work. It's not how things work.
You mean it's the opposite of how things work?
No.
Oh, it's just not. It's so hot in this room.
It is really hot in this room.
Yeah, I agree.
Lights. We need to get some more efficient lights. If we had LED lights, it would not be this hot.
LED lights?
Well, they put all their energy into light instead of power, and I mean instead of heat.
Right.
That's why we need to get them in the studio.
Yeah, well, whatever.
But, I mean, the studio was so recently remodeled that I don't think we're going to get... I mean, we just need to buy new light bulbs. It's not that hard.
Okay.
We can totally do it.
How much are they?
I don't know. Eric Heisen's paying for it.
Okay.
These big companies, they write off everything.
Hey, how'd you pay for the meal back there? Oh, I wrote it off. What? Yeah, I wrote it off. Wait, you can't just write something off. You still have to pay for it. No, it's a business expense. I wrote it off. Yeah, but you can't just not pay. I'm sorry, I did this kind of wrong, but, you know, that's how it went.
Yeah, whatever.
It was funnier in context, obviously.
You were funnier in context. Burn!
I'm sorry, I don't think the burn reached me. There was too much of a satellite delay. It went out by the time it got to me.
Yeah, I'm sitting right next to you.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting right not next to you.
Yeah, whatever, man. Alright, there's other movies coming out, though, that I want to see.
Yeah. Do I want to see The Bank Job?
I don't know. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I don't know if I do or not.
And I feel like there's other stuff, too.
Like what?
Isn't there something with, you know, the Arrested Development guy in it?
Which guy?
The guy who's in movies now. Not Will Arnett.
Jason Bateman?
Yeah.
Is he in a movie? I don't know.
I don't know. Is he? Did I just make that up? I don't know.
I don't remember hearing about it, but, you know, whatever. Will Arnett was in Semi-Pro.
I bet he was stupid.
You bet he was stupid?
Oh, I want to see that Morgan Freeman movie that came out last year.
Which?
Gone, Baby, Gone. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it looked good. I didn't see it.
I want to see it. I also want to see Michael Clayton, because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
And I want to see Black Snake Moan.
Again?
I just feel like watching it.
Okay. Wait, okay, so I just looked up Jason Bateman. The next movie that he's in is Hancock.
Who's that?
Oh, you don't know about that? That's Will Smith as like a really lazy superhero or something.
Oh, okay. I don't think that's what I was thinking of. I mean, it might have been what I was thinking of.
That's in July anyway.
Yeah.
It's coming out in July anyway.
Yeah, I know. You just said that.
Oh, I thought you said what?
Is there like some kind of X-Men or Spider-Man or Matrix coming out?
Iron Man?
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's May.
Yeah. There's always one of those in May.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Spider-Man's always in May.
More and more.
Well, right.
Clumsy me, I've ruined it. Oh, you don't read Spider-Man anymore.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Simon Crandis, he like kidnapped Mary Jane or something.
Is this still going on?
She has a little bracelet on her wrist that summoned Spider-Man, and she kept pressing it, and she made it really obvious that she was pressing it, and then he took it from her and crushed it, and he's like, oh, clumsy me, I've ruined it. And Spider-Man's like, he used some retarded word for it. And I don't know what he's like, the spider something that he just made up on the spot. The spider something.
Spider tracer?
No, it wasn't that. He said, I lost the signal. Because Simon Crandis put a robot arm and a robot gun in a robot car, and then when Spider-Man saw it, it blew up, and so he was staying there for like 2 weeks, like, where am I?
Oh my god. That's really weird.
Yeah.
That's really stupid.
For someone who doesn't have any superpowers, Simon Crandis and the Persuader are really just...
really kicking the crap out of Spider-Man.
Yeah. But you don't. Yeah. You really just need like half a brain to defeat Spider-Man these days.
Yeah. I don't.
A smart camera or two.
What? Oh. I mean, I don't. What is Stan Lee doing? I don't know.
Going old.
Apparently, he is old. He's got to be like 80 or something.
He's just like.
How old is Bill Keane? Or is it? It's not Bill Keane anymore?
He's dead.
Yeah, it's Jeffy Keane.
We'll be back next week.